Good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you are, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Nightlight. Welcome, light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children, and philosophers, and all those seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and Mary Peeler, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around this nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. This show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light. We'll share ours with you. And with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very, very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together, as we do every week, generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. Ton of information there, as well as all of the events and things that I'm going to be involved with and in over the next 6, 7, 8 months. Mary Peeler's website is psychicmediummary.com. And her website is phenomenal. She has a relative that she has enslaved to do her work, and she has done a magnificent job on her website. Mary's website is profoundly beautiful, and if you ever wondered what she looked like, she is in the screen at the top of the show page. But take a look at her website because it is spectacular, and it certainly will give you some ideas to the traveling that she does, which is profound, and all of the places that she is going and visiting. She has little wings on her feet, and she just goes all over the place. I think she's trying to call in, but I'm not sure she's gotten through yet. So we will give her just a little time and see if she can wander her way through. She says she's on hold, and she's very patient. I love you, Mary, but I don't see you in the queue, and Jeannie doesn't either. So what we're going to do is, I think, start right in. I would love to be talking to Mary, but I don't think she's gotten through yet. I know the number I'm looking for, and I don't see it. Mary, you're just not here yet, so I'm going to try to clear the queue just a little bit and do some readings while we wait for you. And, oh, somebody just said the phone is acting weird. What else is new for Blog Talk Radio? I'm going to start in doing the reading, see if we can loosen up the queue just a little bit, and maybe Mary can sneak in here because it sure would be nice to have my guest be able to get into the show. It was very crowded even before I called in this morning, so lots of people out there looking for help, and we'll see if we can loosen things up so Mary can get in. We've got Marina. Hi. Hi, Marina. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing really well. It's hot out there.
Very hot. It's really hot.
How can we help today?
Well, I called you probably about maybe 6 months ago. It was right after my husband passed. And you gave me a really good reading. I mean, you pegged him. And I was hoping he would come through for me again.
Let me see what I've got here. I put cards out for you, and it's interesting. I'm right at the second. I'm not sensing your husband, but I am sensing the fact that you are going through a threshold experience. That would be opening you up to new dimensions, all sorts of new energies that are coming in. Let's see if I can just stall for a minute too, see if I can get him. I do have a male energy here. I'm not really sure if it's him or not at the moment, but I do the male energy that is here is telling me what a good job you're doing and how well you're managing things and how well you're getting on with things and how well you are, you know, you're doing. And I think this is your husband. He's saying you're putting on one of the best shows he's ever seen. So that apparently what everybody else sees is not really what you're truly feeling.
Right.
And he's so proud of you. He's so proud of the work that you know, the things that you've done and how you've handled things. There's a lady in spirit too. Is your grandmother on your mother's side in spirit as well?
My mother is.
And your mother as well is in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, I have her mother here first, and she seems to be a very kind lady. She has a wonderful, gentle spirit. Your mother stands behind her. Did they have a great relationship?
I never met my grandmother.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Okay, well, let me pull in the medium that really can, after she catches her breath. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I heard catches your breath. Oh gosh, what now?
Okay, I've got a lady here whose husband passed away a while back, and she was hoping if we could communicate with him. And I kind of got his shadow, but I didn't get him as strongly as I would have liked to. Her name is Marina. Marina, say hi to Mary, please.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Could I have your name, please? Let me have your name, please.
It's Lorena with an L.
Oh, thank you, Lorena. Thank you. I have to say I like your energy. Lorena, where is the M name around you?
My mother.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, definitely. And the G, and why am I seeing a car accident?
Okay. My husband.
Thank you. Say hello to him. He is very strong, and he reminds me a little bit of someone I am married to, like, well, where do you expect me to be? I'm here because you want me to be here. So I hope this makes sense to you, because he's trying very hard to let you know he's here.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So could I have his name, please? I want to know where the G or the J name comes from.
John.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Lorena, John says that you have grown and grown and grown, but if he could reverse everything, he'd be right there with you.
Okay.
Please, Lorena, know that John knows you miss him. And why do I see three boys that he's talking about?
We have three boys.
Thank you very much. He is around them, and he stops at the center child because he puts his arms on the shoulders of the center child, the center boy. And he is... he said this is the even way to let everybody know that he's here, and he clasps on to the center boy. So is the middle child tries to be the peacemaker?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, he is there. And when I say that peacemaker, the middle child gets all sorts of blessings. And who is the basketball player? Why am I seeing basketball from John, please?
V. because my youngest son started playing basketball.
John just reached up and went, hooray! I tell you, I love John's attitude. John's energy is very, very strong. And I'm telling you that cannot tell you how he is trying through me to tell each of the boys how much he loves them. He did not want to pass.
I know he did.
But it was his time. And he sends you a big heart, so I think he says you miss the romance, and he does too.
I do.
Okay, but please, 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 because this is just a little tiny, you know, a couple seconds here, please know that he knows he is loved, he knows he is appreciated, and he is truly sending energy. And he says that you see him in the shower.
He probably thinks I do.
If there's strange lights, he says there's strange lights, and I'm hearing a knock, knock, knock sound.
Okay, I get that.
Okay, you get it?
Right?
Yeah, okay. Please know he loves you. Please don't stop thinking of him. And tell the boys he's watching everything. Which one is driving?
The 16-year-old.
Okay. You tell him your dad is saying put gas in the car and start. Stop driving so fast. Because John is saying put the brakes on.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay?
Yes,
The little one must have been very young when he passed because, John, I don't mean to keep going on because I know there's people waiting. So please, please, please know that John is extremely happy to be here.
Okay. He's happy to be there?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Because
he's
around you as much
come
as
through.
There, here comes Barbara. So I will back off.
Yeah, no, he's happy to be able to come through to you. He's not happy he crossed over. He's happy that he found a way to get in touch.
Yes, he's happy in heaven because they're all happy to be in heaven. But I know, I got to go. But please, please, please keep sending him love, like showing him the pictures. He loves it.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Okay,
thank
you
very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling back.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Mary, it's nice of you to show up.
You're welcome, Barbara. I know. I'm sorry. John just wouldn't back off.
No. The queue was very, very busy, and I kept looking for your number, and I didn't see your number, and it was uh-oh. And you didn't make it until this last time you called back in. So,
And poor Jeannie, because I had to call and hang up 3 times. And the last one, I just said, okay, if I'm to work today, for God's sakes, get me in. So I did.
Well, I'm really glad you made it. And there are so many people here. I'm gonna plow in, and towards the end of the show, we'll try to do a catch up on where you're gonna be and stuff like that. But
absolutely,
if you want to get
perfect, no problem. And please, 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 if the spirit keeps going, you just keep telling me all those people in line. Thank you very much.
I'll just jump on you. But again, Mary's website is psychicmediummary.com. If any of you want to get a hold of her for a reading or whatever, and she travels all over the country, so she could be in a town or city near you. So we're gonna keep going though, because I do want to see how many people we can get in, because there's so many people here, and this is so cool. So we have Shauna in California. Hi, Shauna. How can we help today?
Hello, Barbara and Mary. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful.
I have a relationship question, and I've been dating the man that I've known for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, do you see that it will end up in the commitment, or where do you see this relationship with him going?
How long have you been dating him?
Well, I've known him for a very long time, and we reconnected in January again, and we started to date again. He's someone from someone that I've known for a while as a friend.
Well, what's interesting here is, it, from what I can see as far as relationship goes, this is up to you. It depends on how much you want to put into it, how much you want to invest yourself in it. It feels as though you're very reluctant to really kind of commit to committing. So I would say that it's totally up to you how far it goes, and you have to understand that you get back what you send out. So if you don't commit totally, then the other person won't commit totally either. It feels to me as though you're setting things, it feels to me that you're so cautious that you're not allowing yourself to really enjoy the dance that happens when we become involved in relationships. Mary, what did you get? What are you getting?
Well, I actually think there's many things holding up the relationship, but I have to think that Shauna, that both of you are putting yourself, and I am not saying this is wrong, because at your age, and I'm speaking about anyone over the age of 25, needs to look at all certain aspects of life. And I am not seeing this, so I'm seeing it as a friendship instead of more of as a committed relationship. And this is where you have to decide, what do you want out of him? And this should be a clear-cut decision from both of you. And one of you has a financial matter here that's holding things up.
So in other words, you're saying that he has no romantic interest in me?
Not
I
at all.
He does, but not long-term.
Not for a long-term?
Yeah, because he hasn't made up his mind. He's very pleased with you, but he has not decided where he wants it to go.
And I don't think you have either.
I agree with you, Barb.
Yeah, I think that this is one of those cases of you're both playing it so safe that you could prevent a relationship from happening. And I'm not saying throw caution to the wind. I'm saying that understand that it depends on how much you're going to... At this point, you're looking at the relationship and saying, well, if he invests, I'll invest. And he's looking at the relationship and saying, well, if she invests, I'll invest. And you know, so it just... you know, it's kind of like a standoff here. And I understand, you know, why I can certainly understand why you don't want to just, you know, throw yourself into something and then be disappointed. But caution is a good thing. Taking your time is a good thing. This has only been, you know, 6 months. So, you know.
Well, I've known him for a while, so actually it's been more than that, because we stayed in touch and I was not available and he was not available at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've known him for a very long time, and then we decided that my situation has changed, and I decided that we probably can have a relationship. And he was open to see me and date me and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm. I would give it some time and talk with him. And you know, you can't sit down at this point in time and say, where is this going? Because really neither of you have given it a chance. Both of you are so guarded. Both of you are trying to not be hurt, not invest yourself in something that won't work, that you're reluctant to invest yourself in anything. So that it's not just you or just him. It's both of you being afraid to take a chance. And I think a little more time and you'll get comfortable with each other, and then you'll be able to make a choice and a decision better. It's too early to tell is what I'm trying to say to you.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank
take
you.
Care now.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're gonna. You know, relationship is a tough thing. And
especially as we get older, Barbara, because we all come with so much baggage. And just because somebody looks good or seems good, they're multi-layered. Each one of us is multi-layered. It's difficult.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I find that I have a tough time lots of times, you know, because you don't want to get hurt. And it was, you know, just it's scary. So it's a matter of you know, trusting the universe to put the right person in front of you and trying not to manipulate things and just go with it and relax with it and flow with it and see what happens.
Yes, exactly. That's what we have to do in so many things. Go with it and see what happens. Good advice, Barb.
Yeah, it's not as much fun. It's not as much fun at all. Okay, before Sally gets knocked off again, she's been knocked off twice here. Hi, Sally. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. How are you? How are you doing?
Doing very well. It's a tad crazy here, but I think it'll calm down in a few minutes, so we'll be fine.
I waited
we
so long
today?
To talk to you yesterday, and then I kept getting knocked off that other show. I wanted to talk to you about the past lives. I was
Ooh.
Very fascinated with the program yesterday, and I've done some things with past lives myself, but I was so impressed with you, and that's why I wanted to call back and speak to you.
Well, you have gotten the right show and the right time with the right person, because my partner in crime here, Mary Peeler, and I adore doing past lives. And
wonderful.
Because we hopped in, I didn't get a chance to really preamble anything. On Tuesdays and Thursdays for the next month, especially, I'm also going to be doing Lizzie Starr's show, Almost Heaven, and that's from 2 to 4 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And for the next month, I'll be there every Tuesday and Thursday, as well as every Friday on Nightlight. So I'm going to be out here, you know, selling my wares, so to speak, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm going to be reading whoever happens to be available. So anyhow, Mary, we have a guinea pig who lights past lives here.
Okay.
Do you want to hop in?
I need your name, please.
My name is Sally.
Okay, Sally, this is really cool, but I see you as a jester in French court. And you were very well known, and I see you playing wind instruments, like horns, and really having a touch for almost every sort of instrument under the sun. So I hope in this life you brought that forward, that you love music, because there's music all over you. Do you enjoy a good song also? Because I'm seeing a lovely voice, and either way, what I want to tell you is that you are being encouraged from that last life, well, this life that I'm picking up, that you handle money very well, but you handle it better when you know, Sally, that you are in charge of your money, and that no one else, that you make good decisions with your money, and I would not tell everybody where your money is.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're saying. I do. That's true. I'm a Taurus. I have a lot of Taurus in my chart, but that's very true.
Okay,
yes.
Well, it does come from this time, because you have a way around you that, because of this, you earned really good money as a Torah, as a jester, but the thing is that you have a performer's heart, and enjoy it and love it, and know that people come to you also to be cheered up.
Right, they do.
Good.
That's
good.
Mm-hmm.
It all came from this one when you were a jester.
How about that?
I
now,
like that.
Actually, I have a cool one too. I see two primarily big ones, past lives here, and I just think this is so cool. You have been, and you singularly have been twins in two or three past lives. The one past life that I'm seeing initially here goes back about 300 years, and it's in Europe, and you were females, and you were pursued tremendously because you were both absolutely ravishing, and you were very intelligent, and you didn't put up with any sort of guff from anybody, and even though it was during a time when women didn't have a great deal of power, you had power because you came from a very wealthy family. And during that lifetime, neither of you wanted to have a marriage or a relationship because the two of you were so close. This lifetime, of course, you have incarnated into one body, which makes it a lot easier for you. Now, if I go back 1,200 years, you were conjoined twins, so that you were attached at the hip with the other twin. And you were, again, because you were unusual, you were an oddity that was taken on by nobility, and so you lived very well. And that lifetime, you were men. At that lifetime, both of you did marry and have children. And even though you were attached at the hip, there was a sense of two different personalities, two different lives, two different philosophies as far as life goes. This lifetime, sometimes you feel like you're two people. There's an inside you and an outside you.
That's
sometimes,
very true.
Sometimes you go through the flipping back and forth. You're not schizophrenic,
mm-hmm.
but you have the ability to separate yourself and look at two sides of issues and make very absolutely wonderful, good, commonsensical, logical decisions about things because you can argue with yourself and hold up the argument on both sides masterfully. And you do that in your head all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm seeing here is there's also a part of you that sometimes when you're working on something, you get fed up with it, and part of you turns off and another part of you turns on, so that you have this wonderful energetic inside of you and the ability to do this, which is profound. You can absolutely accomplish more than two people could, even though you're only one person.
That's very true.
So I conjoined twins. That is so cool that you were.
Isn't that fascinating? But let me tell you, it's very interesting because I have always wanted to be a twin. From the time I was young, I always wished that I were a twin. And I find that I am very good with money, and my husband is a physician, and he's not in good health, and I know that he won't be around much longer, and he always worries. He said, now when I'm gone, I know that men are going to be lined up, and I don't let any man come in here and take advantage of you. But I've had people try to do that with me, and I am very kind, but I'm not stupid, and I'm very shrewd with money.
Are there children?
Yes, a child.
Okay.
My husband has children, and I have a child.
Okay, so anytime a man comes into your life, no matter how he comes into your life, you let it slip just nonchalantly at some point in time that your husband was so wise because he put everything into a trust for you at his death.
Right.
That means that they couldn't touch it, not with a 10-foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
So that anybody
right.
who's going to spend time getting to know you and getting to care for you is going to know that there is absolutely no possibility they could get anything out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Other than love. I mean, you know.
Right.
You could give that. That's fine. But let everybody know that there's a trust, and that's where all the money is, and that, you know, it's being looked over by a crotchety old banker or something, but
I have someone, you know, I have a financial person, but I am very shrewd with money. It's funny because my husband, because, you know, he always made very big money, and I'm a nurse, and, you know, I'm very practical. He's very impractical with money, and I'm just the opposite. I'm very shrewd with money, and I just don't believe in blowing money.
Well, let's not kill him off before his time, because I think he's going to be around a while here.
Well, we'll see. I hope so, but, you know, we'll see. I'm very intuitive, by the way, so
okay. I got that, but when we try to be intuitive for our own lives, we can often screw up.
I know.
So let's celebrate with your husband while he's still here.
That's what I'm doing, yeah.
And deal with the rest of it then later.
Exactly. Okay. That's what I'm trying to do. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Sally, thank you so much for, you know, finding me here on Friday.
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call. And as I said, I've done past life things and worked with a doctor who was like Brian Weiss, and I'm very good at picking up past lives, but I was so in awe of what I heard yesterday on Lizzie's program, I had to call and speak to you because I'm like Lizzie, I'm blown away by your gift. It's phenomenal.
Well, it's a joy, and Mary and I both have so much fun with it that it's almost embarrassing.
Well, I think it's wonderful, and thank you both for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're so
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Sally. It was our pleasure.
Thank
Bye-bye
you. Bye-bye
now.
Bye.
Yeah, we did past lives on Lizzie's show yesterday. It was kind of fun. Okay,
isn't it?
Oh, I love past lives. Well, you know, I eat
yeah,
them
yeah,
up like
yeah, yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. She had to call me and tell me how much fun she had. So,
okay, I think we have another guinea pig. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing
today? Hi, Barbara. Hi, Mary. Good, thank you. Hi, I wanted to ask you about past lives. I had actually asked you about it not too long ago, but I wanted to know, I know I have past life connections with Germany, and I wanted to know if we could, like, maybe tap into one of those lives again to kind of see if one of the people you were talking about is someone I know today. And the life I was talking about is the one where you mentioned I was in nobility and I was sent to a convent and then I hooked back up with my childhood sweetheart.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I actually remember that.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really funny because Mary and I read thousands and thousands of people and these things do sort of get ingrained. Mary, what are you getting? Are you there, Mary?
I am here. So, Michelle, you want to know if you are with your the childhood sweetheart in this life?
Yeah, I want to know if I've recently met him.
Oh, okay. As soon as you say that, I think yes. But why do I get the feeling that this person is a traveler?
Yeah, we're not close. I mean, physically close.
Okay,
I
think that's him.
Okay, but the problem is I know several people in Germany now, so he's the one that's young but not related to work.
Okay.
Well, if I'm hearing that right, I'm not sure I understand that, but I do think that the one you are focusing on is a return of the childhood sweetheart you met when you were a long time ago in Germany.
Because
the traveler is the giveaway there for me. That's my confirmation.
But do
and
understand.
And his hair draws you to him.
His what?
Hair. Yep.
Okay,
meaning that it's beautiful.
Understand something, though, Michelle. Just because you were with him in a past life does not mean that you're going to pick up where it left off and you know, build on it this lifetime. That is not always the case at all, ever.
Okay.
So my feeling is that you've got somebody coming into your life that hasn't even hit there yet, And you know, if you're talking soulmate for this lifetime, that's I agree with Mary. I think that, you know, you've made a connection there, which is from a past life, but that doesn't mean it's meant to be this lifetime. So understand that we've had lots of connections with spirits in many different lifetimes, and some of them have been spectacular and some of them have been not so much. I think you've got a new person coming into your life probably in the fall time frame that will, it looks to me as though it will be a lifetime commitment, and it does feel as though it's a soulmate, but it doesn't feel like it's this particular one. So don't go too crazy with this, okay?
The one in the fall, that's someone I don't know yet?
Yep, you don't know. You haven't met him yet. There's somebody.
Go on.
It's the one that I see coming in the fall is indeed a soulmate from a different past life. Just because we've been, understand, as we go lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, we go from male to female to male to female. I mean, and not always in that order. And so the one that you were connected to in Germany is indeed a male this time, but you have other soulmates that are females that are friends of yours now. So understand that it just means that there's an amazing connection and there was a relationship and that it was profound for you at that point in time. But I feel that there's a new person coming into your life in the fall time frame and you haven't met them yet, and they are a soulmate. They are someone that probably 2,000 or 3,000 years ago you had an amazing relationship with, so that it will be a familiarity. It'll be, gosh, I want to say fireworks. So don't push this other one too far, too long, too hard, because this other person doesn't recognize the connection. Okay.
Okay, and just for fun, this other one, the one you're talking about, the fall. Do you know where that one's from?
Where he's from?
Yeah, I mean, because all these people seem to be from Germany. So is this one from another place too? Maybe.
This one is from another place, but I don't get the country. All I know is that he's one that you have known in past lives, and that there is a wonderful synchronicity here, and that there can and will be a magical love if you give it a chance. Please don't go hunting down all soulmates from past lifetimes and try to reconnect with them, because sometimes that can be a disaster.
Mm. Barbara, can I jump in here for a minute?
Please do.
Because that's really good advice, because sometimes, even though we are under the impression that our soulmate is someone who will move heaven and earth to get to us and will satisfy every need and every desire, there is the other side of the soulmate that is there specifically for us to challenge us. So this may be why you're saying this, that at this point in time, she does not need another challenging soulmate, because soulmates are here not only to love us unconditionally, but they're also here to help us grow.
Hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to discourage you, but I do want you to understand that you know, we sometimes meet someone who is a soulmate, but that doesn't mean that we're meant to be with them this lifetime.
Right.
So, play it cool, and I think you're going to be so surprised by September that you're just going to not believe what hits you.
Okay. All right.
All righty. You can always call back and ask again.
Ooh,
take
I
care
might.
Now.
Thanks,
okay.
Bye.
No problem. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Soulmates are, you know, tricky things here.
Yeah, they really, really are. You know, I've always known Wayne and I are soulmates, but for God's sake, we really push each other. You don't stay, you know, it's more than just smiles and laughter and everything. It really is. God sends you, heaven sends you who you really need and who you will learn from. So those of us who are lucky enough to have a wonderful, peaceful experience with a soulmate, wonderful. You're having a life off, and you're not being challenged, you know. And so, okay, sit back and enjoy it. But most of us, our soulmate is here to challenge the heck out of us.
Okay, so twin flames, soulmates, they're all the same thing. They're somebody that we've had a relationship with in a past lifetime that obviously imprinted us so that we remember that connection this lifetime. And sometimes, like Patrick and I were soulmates, we waited till our 60s to find each other, and we were only together for 2.5 years before he passed over. But it was magical. And if we had met when we were much younger, I would have run like hell from him. So and he probably wouldn't have given me the time of day. So that sometimes soulmates are there to just sort of make a connection and say you're doing a good job and I love you and stuff like that. It doesn't mean we're necessarily meant to be with just that one person forever. And there are more than one soulmate that you can run up against in a lifetime. It's not that there's just one and that if you miss them, you'll never find a soulmate. There are lots of people that you've had really magical relationships with in the past that you may gravitate towards this lifetime. So that synchronicity, that feeling of oneness, that knowing each other is something that you can find more than one time in a lifetime. And if somebody passes over, it doesn't mean that there's not another soulmate that could, not necessarily will, but that could come into your life. So do understand that we do, you know, meet these people. I've met soulmates that were female, that I swear were just, you know, my sister, absolutely my sister. And you know, that's the, you know, that there was a connection in a past lifetime that is followed through this lifetime. It's a good, cool, wonderful thing. And Mary, we have to keep going. Nothing like panting here. Jeannie has been very busy. Hi, Lanice. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. How are you all? Hello to Mary as well.
Hello, Mary.
I have a question about past lives. I've had a past life revealed to me, and I'd like for you all to look at that and maybe see if it comes up this time. And also, I'm seeing someone who I think is a soulmate, and I want to know what kind of past we have, and is he the one that I may be having a relationship with this for a period of time.
Oh, jeez.
It kind of sounds like a repeat of the last question.
Okay.
Yeah, you know it.
Okay. Yes, you've been in you've had a relationship. You've been in a relationship with this person before, and it was a good one. That doesn't mean that you have to do it again. And please understand this too: while you see and sense and feel that connection, it doesn't mean they do as well.
Okay.
So don't try to say, you know, we've been together before and stuff like that, because it'll probably freak them out. Men often do get freaked out by stuff like that. Actually, I have found they aren't real open to, you know, the spiritual stuff. A lot of men, some men are.
No.
But what I'm seeing here is that you're birthing new aspects of yourself. Spiritually speaking, you're coming of age to a certain degree, and I would say there are incredible expansions and ascensions of awareness that are going on within you over the next 12-month time frame. I'm seeing you as someone who has constantly wandered the globe in no matter what lifetime I'm looking at, someone who is constantly seeking awareness, truth, and wisdom. And you know that tarot card that's the guy on the beach with the lantern?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is Which one is that, Mary? I don't know which one that is.
That's the hermit.
The hermit. That's. I'm not seeing you as a hermit, but I am seeing you lifetime to lifetime to lifetime being someone who seeks out wisdom, knowledge, spiritual and spiritual information, and you have gathered such a wealth of knowledge inside of you that it really is. You are obligated to, in some way, share that and bring it forward, whether it's through writing, through speaking, through being in classes where you can share your information and your wisdom. I think that you've got this wonderful mission for this lifetime, and I don't think you understand what it is yet, but it's definitely here. It's definitely, you know, sharing wisdom. And what I'm seeing, I can see you in the 1500s going village to village in Europe. I can see you going back maybe 2,000 years, maybe 2,500 in Asia. Again, seeking people of wisdom. And you spent many, many lifetimes in the Himalayas. So the artwork of Nicholas Roerich should certainly appeal to you tremendously. There is that element of the thin air and the wind chimes that seem to resonate, and it's amazing. I feel that there's such strength here on a spiritual level that is profound, and that will supersede relationship. I'm not saying it's going to push relationship out, but it's going to certainly be more important to you than having a relationship. And as far as the person that you're thinking of now, it looks like it could be a good relationship. I'm just not sure how long it will be. Mary, what do you get?
Well, I have to say, Monique, one of the things that I picked up was that this was a period of waiting and that you're luckier than you think. But Barbara talking about the Himalayas, I find very exciting, because one of the things that I feel like you are going through in this time period is sort of feeling an aloneness, a solitude, and I actually saw you in a very cold climate. So we are going way back, but I felt like you were set adrift in on an iceberg. I feel like there are past lives around you dealing with loneliness. And this could be one of the things that comes up very strongly here, especially in the cold weather. And I feel that if you remember that you are a fortunate person, more things come through in a spiritual nature, and I think that's fantastic. I really do.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. I feel alone. I collect information. I'm connected with the angels and ascended masters. I'm getting clear messages, manifesting things, and constantly seeking spiritual knowledge. And I've been recording myself speaking, because several people have told me that this is what I should be doing, and I'm not doing that. I'm doing nursing. As a matter of fact, I'm taking care of a baby, and the baby is crying, and I'm drained. I don't have any energy. It's just crazy.
It is a waiting period, but it has to be gone through until the doors open. But I want you to take two things with you. I want you to take the honest belief and faith that life is changing. And then I want you every day to say, I now lead the perfect, spiritual, helpful, wonderful, prosperous life I am meant to live. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Okay.
Okay? I'm really hitting you with this, but this is a time for you to use a mantra. This is a time for you not to give up and to know your place. The door is about to open. Just let it open at its own pace. And every day you go to work, you say, thank you, God, for this ability to work. Thank you, God, for this ability to move forward.
Okay.
Okay. And I will stop discussing, but I really want to say you're far better than you are giving yourself credit for, and God is not finished with you yet.
Okay.
Okay, honey?
I can deal with the loneliness and not being in a relationship, because I was feeling that too, is that maybe I'm not supposed to be in a relationship this lifetime because I really haven't been in one. And everybody that I meet is just for a short period of time, and then it's over.
Yeah,
but you know,
and that's why Barbara picked up the hermit. So, but
well,
there are lots of other people who need you, and you get energized by them, by doing your job, by bringing the masters into their life. Just go slow and expect the best.
And well, you understand that we're not meant to be alone, but that lots of times we have jobs that we have to do, and the universe, you know, they're not stupid. They know that if you had a relationship, you would probably forget everything else and just wallow in the relationship, and that's not appropriate for you. So that it's a matter of getting on with the work that you need to do, and once you do that, then everything else falls into place. Because to tell you the truth, spiritual development, spiritual evolution means that you are a complete person, and to be complete, you know, that the essence, the experience of relationship is also important. So it'll come. It's just a matter of timing, and you have to stop looking for it, because as soon as you stop looking for it, it comes to you.
Okay. One more question. I keep feeling that I have to do something in order to get where I'm supposed to be, and I don't know what to do or how to get started. So do I just wait, and will spirit just manifest that, or?
You got to ask. You got to ask. That's why I'm telling you. Every day you thank God for the direction.
Okay.
Okay,
and
you
and
don't know what it is, but you say, thank you, God, for the direction I'm to walk. Thank you, God, for manifesting the life I am supposed to lead.
Okay.
And not only that, but continue with your writing stuff down, because creative energy opens channels for spiritual energy to move in and move things forward, so that will help you tremendously as well.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Okay, and thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Kay in Ohio. Hi, Kay, how are you doing?
I am good. How are you, Barbara?
Fantastic.
You know, when you're talking about bringing the Lord, well, I joined AA about over 4 months ago, and about talking to the Lord all the time, God, you know,
uh-huh.
and everything. Yep, it sort of makes me think about that, you know, your
oh.
past. And things like that, I'll tell you. I mean, it's been my whole life now, you know. It's just a complete change. Okay. My question to you is about a guy named Adam. And we have committed head talk. We haven't gone out. We have talked that we're strongly attractive to each other.
Okay.
So what do you see? And he's in AA, too. Okay.
I think that he seems like a perfectly lovely fellow. I think that like everybody else, and you know, I'm going to take AA out of the picture because this applies to everyone. I think that relationships have to be something that prove themselves with time, and you have to learn to trust,
mm-hmm.
and you have to learn
mm-hmm.
to be friends, and
mm-hmm.
I think that there is strong potential here, but I think both of you have issues that you're working on and working out. And to get into a heavy relationship right this moment in time is not probably a smart thing to do.
Uh-huh.
But friendship is the most precious thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
So that having a friend, having someone you can talk to and share things with, and you know, a friend who will give you the truth no matter what, is precious. And so if you build that friendship, neither of you have been in very long. So
yeah. So
it seems to me that a year's time is a good amount of time to work on a friendship. It does, you know, you can share everything with each other, mm-hmm. and everything, you know, you can have a friendship relationship maybe with you know, I'm going to say benefits, but I'm pretty sure that that's probably complicating things a little more than you want to do right at the moment. But take the time to become friends. And there are no friendships out there that have survived that were not based first on friendship.
That's what, you know, you're not the first one who's told me that same thing. And I, myself, I'm the person who's a little more pushy about a relationship. So mm-hmm. about a week ago, I'm walking home. I go to AA every morning, and I was walking home, and past the hospital, there was two people sitting in the grass, and I said, oh, did you lose something? And there was a little kitten. And I said, you know, it wasn't moving hardly any, and I went around. He said, well, I did call SPCA, but they don't know when. I said, don't worry about it. I'll just take it home with me. And to me, I think she is my, she probably was only about, I thought 3 to 4 weeks. Well, she's got more energy than Carter has liver pills now, and and she loves me. And I'm, you know, on the couch, and her head, she was rubbing her head against me, you know, and everything. I think she's my little take myself off of that and devote some time somewhere else, you know?
And you know, giving unconditional love to a cat is something I can totally relate to, and I would absolutely say I'd rather see you pouring yourself into the cat than into a relationship. I would pour yourself into a friendship, but I would keep it friendship for at least a year. And after a year's time, you'll both know exactly what you want.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that, I mean, what he's been through, which, you know, my problem was, I think, you know, I retired 6 years ago. I think my problems stem from being bored and everything and drinking wine and stuff. And his is from, you know, was longer into drugs. I never dealt with drugs, never had any, what you call it, to overtake any kind of drugs. So, and I didn't run around where a lot of people did, and they you know, and they lost time and everything, but that's never been my problem. So, but he's interesting, you know. I am attracted to him very strongly, and he says that about me. So I do want to take it. I want it to work. If it's going to work, I want to take time. So, and I felt like this is my answer here, and I call her Buttercup, you know. And she's just adorable, you know. And she can jump from 3 feet into another chair, and she's that young. She's got energy galore. So, but anyway, I what you have told me makes a lot of sense, and I am taking my time, and I do enjoy his company. I mean, talking to him and everything. So I'll just
That's
do that
great.
And listen to you, okay? And I want to say, a long time ago, I got a past life reading from you, and I have never forgotten it. And I just think, but I don't look from people in my past life or anything, so it's not one of the things I think about. That was a long time ago, but that's interesting anyway. So, anyway,
well, thank you for calling back, and good luck with Buttercup.
Oh, and there's no problem there. I love her. You know, I never had a baby kitten. Never had a baby kitten. I have two other cats, and I got them probably they're about shortly before they're a year old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a whole other different relationship altogether, you know.
I can imagine.
And thank you for listening to me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kay. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Well, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. This next lady, Mary, is all yours because I know her and she's had readings from me. So, hi, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm great. And how are you?
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And Mary's going to take you because I know too much about you.
Okay.
You're on, Mary.
Okay. Hi, Kim.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Barbara doesn't do this very often. I do it to her all the time, but she doesn't do this to me very often. So how can I help you, Kim?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about my background with Barbara. I had a reading with her on Almost Heaven, and I was asking her about my career, and she told me I was in the wrong career. And so I did a regular reading with her, a 30-minute reading, and she talked about chiropractic school because I was accepted, but I'm teaching in high school biology right now. And so what I did some research, and I'm scheduled to go check out this chiropractic school, but right now I'm transitioned, the school is in Georgia, but I'm in transition to move to Georgia because I'm in South Carolina, and I just got a job at Cross Keys High School to teach high school biology while I'm looking into going into school. And my question is, I'm really looking for a nice place to stay, and I just want to know if Spirit has, you know, any insights on where to stay in Georgia.
So you're not going to Atlanta?
Yes, Atlanta. It's still Atlanta. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. So, okay. Well, you know, there, the north side of Atlanta is absolutely wonderful. They keep putting bright lights here. So, but I think I am kind of drawn to the northwest side of Atlanta. So if you can get in that area, but it's like drawing an arch here at the top side of Atlanta, I think you'll be very, very, very happy there. And help me out, Lord. There's, what's the university right in the middle of Atlanta? Anyway, the northwest side that's like right there, and when you talk to God about where to go, you remind God that you are really a stickler for bright sunshine and that you are moving into a wonderful place. I live in Atlanta. I cannot think you are going to any place better.
Okay.
Okay, and I really see you learning, and Kim, there are so many bright ideas around you that you just are going to have to start writing these down and take them one at a time because your mind works very, very quickly.
Okay.
Okay, but also I am being told to tell you that please start on your own program for saving. You need to increase your saving.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense, because that's truly what they're telling me.
Okay.
Okay? But really, okay. really, just keep saying, okay, God, where am I going? But I'm getting an arch in Atlanta, the north to the east, north side, okay?
Okay.
And I feel really that I can tell you that because, we, like I said, we live there. I just don't think you can go wrong.
Okay. Well, I've also been looking at apartments because I'm going to have to, I'm not looking at houses yet, but I've been looking at apartments, so it's something that's
easy
to get.
You'll find them. Just be really fussy, okay, because you need to be fussy because your brain is excellent and you need to say, okay, I got some control on this.
Okay.
Yeah, and I really feel that you're gonna find something faster than you think. So that I really hope that you're still packed and ready to move.
Yeah, I'm getting boxes as we speak. I'm going out to get boxes. Yeah.
Good, good. You're gonna enjoy yourself.
Okay.
This is a good thing.
Yeah, keep me posted, Kim.
Oh, you know I am. I have your card. I'm gonna call you probably in another month.
Okay. Take care now.
Bye, Kim.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, everybody's jaw dropped when I said, "Geez, you're very good at what you do. You really do it well." and you're in the wrong profession, so I don't know why you're still there. And you could have heard a pin drop.
Wow. And you know what? I did draw a tarot card, and it said new job. So I just love this. And if she changes and everything, she's got victory right ahead of her.
Yeah, no, she's an amazing lady, and it was such a joy to read.
I wish I was that bright, that smart.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Okay, we've got Anne here, I think. Hi, Anne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have talked to you guys before and things. I know Mary.
I wondered.
Yeah, it's me. Sandy's cousin, Anne. I have this.
Oh, that was just last time I was on.
Yeah, yeah. I have this friend Dean, and he wants me to come up and visit with them and him and my family and things for a while. They live in Wisconsin, which is 500 miles away. Do you think that that's a good idea, or, you know, even with my daughter and things?
You, I think it's a good idea. You're not moving there. You're just visiting, aren't you?
Well, for right now, just the visit, and then, you know, see how Lindsay, like, my daughter likes it and things, and if she likes it, I'd like to. I've always not wanted to live where I live.
I'm glad you said that, Anne, because I think that, you know, okay, I have lived everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm sorry, but I have done a lot of travel. And
yeah.
Wisconsin is nice.
It is.
And the air is clean.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can breathe so much better when I'm there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And this is about a judgment call for you. And I know Barbara's just biting at the bit to agree with me here. But check it out and keep these thoughts to yourself, because, Anne, you are surrounded by so many people who want to tell you how to live your life.
Oh, I am. I get so much negativity. That's why I don't know what to do. And my friend Dean, he has been so nice and caring and not judgmental. I can't say it right. You know?
Yeah, you got it.
And it just seems like a more happier place for me and my daughter.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Go and visit.
Okay.
And don't cross your bridges before you come to them. Check out the area, see how you feel, see how your daughter feels, see what job market and stuff like that looks like. I think going and visiting is fabulous. I would be very much against you're just packing everything up and moving, but going and visiting, absolutely go for it.
Now, do you see when that will be? Because, like, my friend was going to come get me whenever he got, you know, a few days off of work, and he works so much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see when that would happen?
Feels like it's
I think
fall
it's in the
time
summer.
Period.
It's still, I think it's about 2 months, Barb.
Yeah, I said fall, and that would be September, October. That, I think we're in the same ballpark here.
Well, see, you guys told me, like, October, you know, something. Well, I asked about a job, and you guys told me it would be in, like, October, but you don't see a real celebration until January, is what you guys told me last time. So that's why, you
and
know.
And you're in we're still in the right ballpark.
So
yes.
I'll be up there for the good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. That just, you know, okay, that's wonderful.
Well, I'm glad we agree with ourselves. That's a cool thing.
Me too. I love that. I love it when people say, you said it that before. But Anne, just keep this stuff to yourself. Don't spread it around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling again.
Thanks,
Anne.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Hey, I'm going to just tell you something, you know, and I know you have the same thoughts, that, you know, when we tell, and this isn't for Anne, but this is for everybody, I have to be reminded of this myself, when you are working on a project, if we keep it to ourselves and we deal with only our judgment, you know how much faster we get what we want when we are the ones making the decisions and making the judgment calls, because we're the ones that are hearing God talk to us.
Well, not only that, but when we ask other people their opinions, they even if it's people that we trust their judgment and we love and we know they love us, they're only giving us advice from their own level of consciousness, from their own frame of reference about their own lives. They can't possibly tune into what it is that we're meant to do or be or experience. So it skews all the information. So it's really important. I think your advice was just dead on and absolutely appropriate. So dead on and absolutely appropriate that we did so well with that Anne. We have another Anne, this one in New Jersey. Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
I'm good, too. I just sent a message. I'm so sorry. I was like, where am I in this queue?
Oh, you sent it to Jeannie. Don't worry, I didn't get it.
Okay.
How can we help?
Well, I wanted to know. I won't ask a. Okay. Well, here it goes. I have a friend who's in Afghanistan, and kind of wanted to know what you thought about that, or actually, you know, what messages from spirit, or you know, whatever.
Is he in the service?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. I feel he's safe. I feel that he's, you know, I feel he is not really happy with everything that's going on, but he's safe, and I feel that he will come home safe. This experience has definitely changed him, so that there is that aspect of you know, going in through a situation like this impacts us for the rest of our lives. And it will impact him for the rest of his life. But I feel that he's learning a lot about himself, and he's learning a lot about life in the world and everything. I think you'll find when he gets back home, he'll be very politically oriented. So as far as he goes, he's going to be fine. When is he due to come back home?
October.
Okay.
This is his third tour.
Uh-huh. I still don't think, I don't think he's happy with the way things are going.
No. But what do you think about him and I?
Are you in a relationship or is this just a good friend?
Well, it's more than a good friend.
Honestly, Can I jump in? Because I don't see it as a deep, strong relationship.
Neither do I. Speak for us both. Go for it.
Okay, because I'm just not seeing that. I think, but I do know that he's like Barbara said, he comes marching on home and is happy to be home. But I am not seeing a forever ever after relationship. I'm seeing it exactly where it is right now, which isn't bad.
Okay,
and I'm sorry about that. I just think that he's a very strong individual, and I don't see him as ready to change right now. But, man, uh-huh. He's fun to be with.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I think you're very fortunate to have him there.
Okay.
Well, and he's very fortunate to have you, too, because you are an amazing friend.
Yeah.
And right at the moment, it's not in the cards. That doesn't mean that it might not be at a later date. So continue the friendship. Certainly, it's precious, and friendships, I mean, man, they're hard to get and they're hard to find. So that you know, having people that are as caring as you each are for the other makes this a wonderful, wonderful friendship, and it does feel as though there is potential, but it's right now it's not there. I don't think he's in a place where, you have to understand, when they are over there, when they are facing death every day,
right,
the last thing, they are focused on staying alive today. They are not focused on when I get out, I'm going to have a white picket fence, a wife and 2.5 children and 3.5 dogs. They're going their day to day. And for you to even expect him to be able to focus on relationship I'm looking for a kind word other than foolish, and I can't think of one. He's you have to understand, he's focused on staying alive. And you're building castles and romance. When he gets home, when he spends time home, when he's been able to sort of decompress, call back in. Because right now all I'm seeing is he's just surviving.
Right. Mary, how do you feel like maybe for the future? Do you see something for the future?
With him?
Yeah.
Do you mind giving me his name?
No, it's Andrew.
Oh. I think he's going to take his time, but he is definitely more of a conservative, traditional kind of guy. But
mm-hmm.
he's the head of the house, which is wonderful, okay? So as time goes by, he grows a little bit stronger. But at this particular point in time, I'm not seeing a longer, you know, a more permanent relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Time is everything for this guy. He is a nice guy. And,
yeah.
Oh, I know why I'm supposed to be telling you this. Don't pressure him. You'll be more pleased if you let him be in charge.
Right. No. But
in that way, then things are better and you have a much greater sense of success.
Right. I just wondered if you saw us being together in the future. Together.
It'll be at least 2 years.
Okay.
Okay? So don't bank on it. Just be positive, him or better.
Okay.
And not only that, but you need to keep pushing ahead with your dreams in your life. If you're just sitting and because just sitting and waiting is disastrous.
Yeah. No, I've got a full life. That's for sure. I'm busy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
But he is on my mind. But yeah, I got things going on. But yeah, he's on my mind.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
He is. I'm drawn to him too. So I understand.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I really am.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.
Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Okay.
Interesting. I don't feel that way very often because it's not our place, but I think this is a really nice guy she's talking about.
Oh, absolutely. It's just that, you know, sometimes people enter a place where you just can't push because they can't handle that kind of pressure. They're under so much pressure in other places of their life that you know they just you know they can't handle it. It becomes overwhelming. So okay, we've got Susan in Oklahoma. Hi, Susan. How are you doing today?
Fine. How y'all doing?
We're
Hi,
doing
Susan.
Well, thank you. How can we help today?
Well, I was just wondering, and Mary might have remembered this conversation.
Well, I know who you are.
Okay, good. Okay, so are y'all seeing any new jobs in my future?
Let me hop. I'm seeing that you're at a place and time where you're, the career aspect of the cards that I've got out here is going through major change. So it does feel like you do have a new job coming up here, and it does feel as though it's going to sort of trigger inside of you what I would call Phoenix Rising energy here, which is reborn out of the ashes of the old. So as you get into the fall time frame, November, December especially, I'm seeing major changes here for you.
Would it be a job moving, staying here or moving?
I don't see you moving. Your house is in order. It feels like feels like you're kind of set with where you are now. If I look real carefully as far as a move and stuff like that, there's the potential of a move probably in the springtime, March, April. But for right now, it feels like career is absolutely just burbling up with amazing potential, and it looks as though there's a great deal of excitement here inside of you, as though a change is coming that provides a bridge that allows you to expand into and explore a lot of the potential inside of yourself that you know is there but you hadn't actually acknowledged. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, I know Susan. So, Susan, most of what Barbara said is correct, but I really think that you moving full steam ahead towards a new position is really a good thing for you because there's just so much around you. And, I've always felt you're going to get another job. So, you're the queen of ideas, darling.
Okay. I hope this is all working out. I hope this is correct. I hope this works.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see that you could stop this if you tried.
Okay, good.
And you know that old saying of be careful what you ask for because it's coming? I would multiply that by about a million.
See?
I hope
see,
you're
Susan,
very
yes.
right on
don't
that.
Get, don't make mountains out of molehills.
You know I do.
I know. That's why I'm telling you this. Okay, I pulled cards, and the first thing I get is the person who makes a mountain out of a molehill. And I just starting to laugh because it's like, aha, Barbara and I got you nailed. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. So probably something new job-wise in the fall and then a move in the spring.
Yes. Looks good.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. And thank you, Mary. Thank you, Barbara.
You're
appreciate welcome.
Bye, Susan.
Y'all have a great day. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Are you getting breathless, Mary?
Am I breathless? Yes, because I get a little emotional here. Sorry, everybody, but I do. Barbara's so calm and peaceful. Barbara, you must give me a reading on my past life sometime. Why the hell am I so emotional?
it's really funny because Bear and Lizzie Starr, both of them, they literally were pulling callers and saying, let's throw her under the bus and see what Barbara does. And I kept thinking, you know what, I should really turn the scales on them and decide to read both of them just to, you know, because they were having such a lovely time with everybody else and just giggling and laughing. And it was sort of like, all right, you two, you know, I think it's time that you got it too. Okay, so we've got Donna in California here. Hi, Donna, how are you?
Oh, great. Hi, Barbara. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Donna.
Hello. We're having a bit of a heat spell out here.
What are you having out there?
A heat spell. We've never had it this hot before. It's like 90.
Oh my God, that's really hot.
Yeah, it's hot for us, yeah.
It is.
I'm just kind of staying indoors, enjoying your show. I have a question. I have a friend back east. He's 89. He's been my friend for 30 years. And I called over there a couple weeks ago, and a gentleman answered the phone. And this is a gentleman that this elderly friend, he suggested that I meet him a couple years ago, and it just went by, and it never happened. So it happened, just happened. And then I called again to check up on my friend, and he picked up the phone, and he was very anxious, and we had a wonderful conversation. And he told our elderly friend that he really connected with me. So the elderly friend gave him my number, and then the elderly friend said, Donna, you got to call him, and gave me his number, but he gave me too many numbers, so I couldn't call. And do you see this going somewhere else? Do you see this happening between us, or maybe me going out there? Or?
Well, you know, one step at a time. Why don't we get phone numbers right first and do some talking?
I know.
It's important that you, you know... It's important that you sort of get to know each other a little bit better, other than people saying you'll get along or you'll connect or whatever. And as we get older, we feel that connection or we don't almost immediately, depending.
Yeah.
So I would spend time on the telephone. I would get his phone number, and I would, you know, you can call back to your friend and get the phone number. And I tried
for 3 weeks to get his number, and my elderly friend doesn't answer the phone. So hopefully 1 week I'll call, and the guy will be visiting because he goes and visits every couple weeks.
Okay.
So he'll pick
up
the phone again.
Yeah, I would absolutely wait for that connection. I would not, don't let's jump the gun. I think there is a connection here, and I think that you may well have a great deal in common. But you know, it's more important for you to feel each other out on the telephone and
mm-hmm.
spend time on the telephone so that neither of you is at a point in time in life where you really want to, you know, upheave your whole life and change things dramatically unless there's a good reason for it. So
yeah.
I would spend the time on the telephone first. And
if
you're not connecting with your elderly friend, if you can't get the phone number, universe wants you to wait, wants you to be patient.
Okay.
I mean, you know, what is your option? Getting in a,
yeah.
getting on a plane or getting in a car and going out there to sit there and wait to waylay this person as he comes and visits your friend? I mean,
oh, no, I'm thinking that maybe I'll go out there to help my friend. And then, you know, I'll go out there and assist him in some way and maybe get to know the guy a little bit better.
Let's do the telephone first, unless, of course, you really feel that you need to be there for your friend. And in that case, go and help your friend because you need to go help your friend, not because it's to meet this other person.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
well,
that's it's important you know what your agenda is.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to know if Mary could pick up anything from Spirit for me, because I love my friends on the other side.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
Who is a very elderly man who passed?
That was my father. He was 88.
Oh, thank you, because he comes in as he is wise beyond belief.
Yeah.
Donna, he says he's on your back with his hand on your back every single morning telling you don't forget your morning prayers, don't forget your morning blessings,
don't forget. And I remember
okay?
them every morning, yeah.
Okay, so he is with you really a lot, and he's just telling you that over and over again. And is he the coffee drinker?
He liked his coffee in the mornings.
He did, because after he says, here's your morning prayers, don't forget your morning blessings, and he shows me a cup of coffee, because that was probably for me.
In fact, I have a picture of my dad and I sitting at a table with our coffee cups.
Okay. He's saying, you know, that please don't forget. He knows you're not forgetting him, and he just knows that you are so happy to be there, and he is a great, great, great blessing in your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, and one real quick thing about this trip. Barbara's 1,000% right on doing this, because if you rush out, and it's okay to go to help, but if you do it for any of the wrong reasons, then you're judging yourself wrong. And this has to be an investment in you that is 100% right.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay,
your dad loves you very much.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Donna, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Barbara. Thanks
for
Mary. Have a wonderful day.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have an old friend here. Hi, Shelley. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Shelley. Hi.
I have, I think, probably a question I haven't asked either one of you, at least I don't think on the Blog Talk Radio. is there romance ever coming back in my life?
Oh, my God, yes. Hey, turn down your computer. I'm competing with myself here.
Okay, I closed it. Does that help?
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I can still hear it.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
Yeah, you know how when somebody else starts to talk and you're talking and you kind of stop? I find myself wanting to.
Okay, well, I'm now using my laptop, so let me, which now doesn't seem to have now come back on.
Well, I have you on the phone anyhow.
Okay.
Oh, it's still anyhow, let
still
me,
doing...
I'll try to compete with myself.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'll try and fix
it in the meantime.
No, that's all right. I'll just ignore me. Lots of people do that anyhow. I am seeing romance coming into your life, but I do feel you're going through a time here where you need to take care of a lot of other stuff, and you're working on yourself a lot. And I do feel that there is romance here. I do feel that it's coming, and it feels like it's right after the first of the year. But you have work to do.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, you know, I know what it's like to want to have relationship and want to have love in your life and figure you've paid enough dues, you've suffered enough, and why doesn't the universe reward you? And the reality is love is not supposed to be a reward. It's supposed to be an addition to a completed person. And so that those times where we... And I had 13 years at one point in time where I had nobody in my life, and I got to really liking that, and I got to liking it so much that I had the audacity to say, you know what, this is really kind of cool. Life is absolutely perfect, and I think if somebody came into my life, it would put things into upheaval, and I might not be so happy. And unfortunately, I said that out loud, and the universe heard it, and they sent a person into my life. Now, the bottom line is you can't BS the universe. You can't say that and not mean it or feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you want somebody in your life because you're lonely.
And the other night I had a coupon for a really nice restaurant in Portland, and I went and used it, and I went in there, and it's the first time in a long time that I've gone to eat by myself, and I felt so alone. There were couples and families, and I mean, there wasn't even a friend I could drag to go with me, and I just felt, I just felt out of sorts. It was just weird.
Then you take a good book with you.
I did.
I got to the point where I discovered that locally here, if you go to the movies before noon. You can get in for $5, and in the middle of the week, in the middle of the day, you can take your luncheon with you and have the theater to yourself and have a private showing. And I'm offended now when there are other people in the theater because I kind of look upon it as my private theater. So it does feel that there is love coming, Shelley. It's just that you're not there yet, and as soon as you're there and ready for it, it will be there, and it'll... And you're not gonna be alone the rest of your life. I fully anticipate after the first of the year you're gonna call us with relationship issues. So
go, Shelley.
As a part two to that, and Mary knows a little bit about this, but will I be discovering this new person in a new geography? I had a really good job interview last week back on the East Coast, and so I wonder if I will be somewhere else.
All I can tell you is this, it will find you wherever you are.
Okay.
I don't know. From what the cards I have out here, I can't really tell if a move is imminent or not. Mary, do you get a feeling on that?
I know Shelley too well, and I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
Because that's you shouldn't read for your friends.
I understand. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys have a good weekend, and I hope the rest of us who have a relationship questions on your talk radio will get some great results as well.
Well, you know something, I think both Mary and I are kind of experts in this line. We certainly have made all the mistakes, and we've had some really great successes too.
Okay, well, you guys have a good weekend. Thanks a lot for helping me.
Thanks, Shelley.
All right,
bye-bye. Okay, we've got, I love this name, we've got Nettie in Georgia. Hi, Nettie, how's it going?
Hi, Barbara. I spoke with you yesterday. You gave me a past life.
Oh, God, which one were you?
Oh, I was the horses.
Ah, okay.
The one that you took me back about the horses. I was, you know, trained horses, was riding horses and singing, beautiful voice, just heal people. You remember?
Oh, the singing bowls. Yes, I remember.
Yes. But I couldn't ask you yesterday because I knew you were doing past life. But I want to question, about, there's a large sum of money owed to me, and I've been waiting on this money since 97. And the last update I received, it sounds really good. And so I was wondering, is this going to come through this year?
Yes. Absolutely. I'm sorry, Mary, what do you get?
I think I'm seeing a positive. I'm just not probably seeing all that you want, but I'm seeing a positive.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a good sign.
Yes.
I'm seeing
because
abundant.
Because anytime money is owed, it always gets tricky.
Oh, yeah.
I mean?
No, I'm seeing abundance, and I'm seeing the law of attraction here. So, you know, helping yourself out with a vision board or something like that would be a great idea. And
you know what? And it's amazing you said that because I bought the board, but I never took the time to pull out the magazines to take pictures. And that is a reminder for me to do that this weekend. That's a project.
Absolutely, because I go along with Mary. I think that it's not going to be as much as you think, but it's going to be generous. So I think it's going to be fine. You know, I don't see
the
hiring.
Is it because the IRS going to take their share?
Oh, they're going to take more than their share, sweetheart.
In America.
You had to call two psychics to ask that.
Because you say it's going to be generous, but not the whole lump sum. So I thought maybe IRS is going to take a share of it, a portion of it.
It will. The IRS takes everybody's share.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Do you see it coming through before the summer is over?
I think, you know, it's funny because I'm seeing abundance here in August, but I feel more strongly about it by December. So I do think that you know, it's going to be a while. You may get news about what it's going to be, but it actually isn't going to arrive till a little later, and then there will be all sorts of fees and everything, and you'll wonder, you know, if the janitor got his share.
I love you guys.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. It might be another, it might be more money coming in, you know, because the reason I said that, because in my astrology chart, I do have a grand trine, and someone told me that there is going to be a grand trine hit this year. And that is,
a grand trine in what? Air, fire, water?
Water. I have a grand trine in water.
Okay.
So I was thinking.
Well, you know, I'm not an astrologer, so I do know grand trines are very beneficial, and they do make things happen easier at the same time. The IRS doesn't really give a damn.
No, I was thinking maybe I would get money from somewhere else. You know, that's what I was thinking. Maybe, who knows, they play the lottery, and I may play a lottery and hit. We don't never know.
No, we don't, and I'd always buy those tickets. I just wouldn't buy more than one.
Okay, and that's usually what I do. And that's usually what I do, buy one of each.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
And Barbara, what should I do with what you told me I should do in this life? I should get involved with healing. Maybe you mentioned maybe Blog Talk Radio, doing something with talking with people. And I thought, what did I do with that? I was thinking about it last night, and I was saying, hey, I'm going to ask you about it. And now that I have you on the phone, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, you know, there's nothing that stops you from having your own show and just inviting people to call in and talking their problems over with you.
Just talk about whatever's on their mind.
That's right.
Because I do love the topic about health, alternative health.
Well, I think that, you know, you need to kind of do a little bit of reading up and you need to get some information and some expertise, and then I'd stick yourself out there. And, you know, that old adage of, you know, when the teacher is ready, the students arrive. When the student is ready, the teacher arrives. I've just never been able to figure out which I was. But it appears that the people are arriving all over the place, so somebody is doing something right somewhere.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Have a great evening.
You too,
honey.
Okay, we got Sarah in Minnesota. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing today? Hello, Sarah. Oh, I opened the mic. Oh, Sarah must be taking a nap. All right, we'll close her mic. We won't disturb her.
Or she thought the show ended.
And we'll go to Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. Evelyn in California?
Yes.
Hi. How can we help today?
Well, the man I dated for several years recently passed away. His name's Joe. And I feel like he's been communicated with me through dreams.
Okay. Can you speak up a little bit? I'm so sorry. I just cannot hear.
Okay, hold a second. Let me fix my phone now. The man, you hear me better now?
Yeah.
A little bit. Barb, can you hear her?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, I've been for several years, and he passed away last month, and I feel like he's been communicating with me through dreams. But I would like to know if there's a specific or a message he wants me to know. His name's Joe.
I got the his name's Joe. What relationship was he to you?
We dated for several years, and we saw a bond. Even though we weren't together, I still thought about it a lot, and I feel like it was a mutual. Love was still there, I believe so.
Mary, she has. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did, and I really feel that Joe is around you, encouraging you to be an independent thinker, because he enjoys talking to you. He enjoys your company and when you remember him, but he comes in a lot. He keeps pointing to your feet, and anytime I see feet being pointed to, it is always in reference to be independent and be strong and proud of yourself. So he has come, and he is telling you in your dreams and in your thoughts, be proud of who you are and gently speak your mind.
Mm-hmm. I've always been an independent person, and I think he admired that about me.
That's why he's telling me this. Okay?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
He's awesome. Him.
You know, I'm also getting...
Thank you for being one of his loves.
I'm also getting, though, that you should... I'm going to have to use different words. He's saying get off your rear end and get back to work, because you kind of put everything on hold for a while, and it's time for you to get going again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get off. Please know he loves you.
He's
sending love.
Yeah, I love him too. Is there any other messages, like, for his family or because it was a very sudden death, and I don't think he expected it.
Well, it, no, it I have to tell you, he did not expect it at all, but that, you know, it's like he fell into a hole. His death was so sudden, but at the same time, he said, just let everybody know that even though the death was sudden, like falling into a hole, he landed in a beautiful pool of light, and he felt like there was no problems being on the other side whatsoever.
Okay, that's good to know. Good to know.
Good, good. Because I keep kind of see like I'm on a slide going into this wonderful pool of water, and it's blue, and the sky is blue, and he's really happy. Okay? You get it, Evelyn? Good,
yeah.
Good. You keep talking to him. He says he'll be back.
I think so.
Okay. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got Patty.
Oh, that was nice.
Illinois.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Hi, Patty. How's it going today?
Hi. Going well. Thank you.
How can we help?
Well, I've been doing a lot of cleaning out of a lot of stuff in my house, getting rid of things and stirring the energy around. So I was just wondering what new things might be coming into my life now that I've cleaned up some space.
It's about time, a grandmother says. you put things off a long time, way over time. What I'm seeing here is that it's time for you to get creative. It's time for you to kind of get into those creative projects that you've promised yourself you would do someday. It is someday, and start to get your creative energy flowing, because on a spiritual level, you have a lot of work to do. You have a lot of intuition. You've got a lot of spiritual energy around you. You've got a lot of I see a lot of new beginnings, and I see a lot of fresh starts, and I see you, you know, starting to open up some of those doors of creative expression that you haven't opened to for a very, very long time. So that there's a sense here of getting, are you writing? Are you doing any sort of writing at all?
I journal.
Okay, that's a start.
Because
it feels like they're saying they want you to write more, because it will help you to understand what's going on inside on a spiritual level. Because you've got massive changes here. And you've got amazingly wonderful insight and inspiration inside of you that will help to steer. God, the tongue won't work. Steer you in new directions. And I'm feeling that this is the beginning of an amazing 6 months for you, at least, in which everything sort of just picks up and becomes more clear, and it feels as though there's a sense of expansion on all levels. It's almost like, you know, this is really the beginning of a whole new phase of life here.
Well,
and,
sounds
and,
good.
Yeah, it's amazing what cleaning out your closets will do, isn't it?
Oh, closets, bedrooms, you name it. I've been cleaning and tossing. So, yeah, it's a good feeling. How about any moves or anything?
You know, I think that there's a possible move, but not until next year. Mary, what do you get?
Well, one thing I got instantly is that this opens up a time, now that you are releasing some things, that you're going to bring to you, Patty, people who are going to be demonstrating their loyalty to your friendship and to your love, and that your ideas are becoming stronger. But loyalty is a key issue here. And that they are saying that now that you are a little freer in space, you're going to feel like you have more organizational skills, and you are drawing people to you who really have your best interest in heart, meaning that they're there to help you with your getting things done.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. That loyalty thing really struck me.
Yeah,
so,
awesome.
And I think before the year ends, you'll be having some celebrations going on in your life.
Oh, sounds good. Well, I just celebrated retiring, so this is really good that a new chapter is opening up, and it sounds like I'm going in the right direction. Thank you.
You are. Many blessings. Thank you.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got Vicki in California. Hi, Vicki. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys?
Breathless in Connecticut here, but other than that, fine.
I would love to know if Spirit has a message for me.
Well, you know, I am getting a strong feeling that you are a very spiritual person, one who is definitely on a spiritual pathway, and you're letting Spirit open doorways for you, and you're going with the flow more so than you ever have in the past, and it's amazing because you're exhibiting greater patience than the universe really expected of you.
Oh, funny.
it feels as though you're finally getting the message, is what I'm hearing, that you're finally understanding, you know, that things will come to you when you're truly and really ready instead of when you think you are or want to be. And it feels as though things are opening up for you. I think Spirit is really more or less looking for more channels to utilize to kind of flow into your life. And you're at a point in time here where it feels as though your spiritual journey is truly going into a new phase, going into a new direction, so that there's going to be a lot of opening up curiosities to new intellectual things that will expand your consciousness and give you greater awareness to a lot of things. I think your vision is cleared. I don't know if your eyesight is any good, but your vision has cleared, so that you are definitely seeing connections, and you're seeing where there are connections and strings attached to things that sort of allow you to weave a stronger fabric of spiritual energy around you that not only protects you but sort of helps you to expand what you have inside already. Mary, what are you getting?
I have to agree with you on that. I feel like you have got a lot of good things coming for you, and you are definitely on the right path.
I love hearing that.
Okay. So keep it up, kid. Keep it up. And you're a very generous person. They just told me to tell you that you are on a really, really generous path.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, Jeannie is in the middle of, okay, we have Jennifer in Florida. Hi, Jennifer, how's it going?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had a question for you. I've been feeling really bored lately, which sounds kind of silly, but I just have been, I'm not sure really what's going on with my career and just in between phases, and wanted to see what you saw, what I'm supposed to be doing during these boredom times.
Well, I think relaxing and smelling the roses for one thing. When the universe does give us these boring times, it's a time for us to sort of take stock and go through and clear things out and open ourselves to what more we could gather in. It's not a time to be seriously focusing and plowing at any particular one thing, but becoming more and more aware of our environment. Certainly, I feel that inside of you there is a great sense of new freedom, and it's almost as though you're just waiting for the next door to open, and I do feel that that's going to happen in September. So for the summer, enjoy yourself, relax, be a little kinder to yourself, and don't feel that we always have to be doing something. The reality is knowing how to sit and you know, watch the clouds and count the fireflies is just as important as everything else. Mary, what are you getting?
Okay, this is the first time today I am going to disagree because,
okay.
Because Jennifer, I learned a long time ago that if I'm bored, I'm not trying hard enough. So I'm being told by your angels that they would like you to, and you're in charge because you're the earthbound spirit here, we all are, but they say go do something you have never, ever done before but always wanted to do. And that'll kill it and open every, kill all the boredom and open all the doors in your life again.
Yeah, okay, because the money, there's, you know, the money is the concern if I just sit around and do nothing.
Yep, so go do something that you have never done before. If I were you and I felt like taking dance classes, I would take a dance class. I would go to a free concert. I would picnic in the park by myself. I would do anything that was new and different. Because you got to demonstrate to the universe that you are alive and are ready to move forward.
Mm, that makes
sense. And celebrating is important. I mean,
truth, Barbara.
Just, you know,
okay.
and it doesn't necessarily cost money to celebrate, because you can celebrate at the post office if you feel like it. So that you know, a sense of joy is important, and sometimes it's hard to find that sense of joy, but I feel it in you. So I think it's just, you know, you've kind of slowed down to such a crawl that you need to energize everything. And frankly, I think what Mary and I are saying is kind of the same thing, because
me too.
I'm,
now.
Yeah. I think what we're doing is saying celebrate and be joyful and let the universe take over, because it will.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Don't be scared.
You're welcome.
Don't be scared.
Yes.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Mary, where are you going to be shortly? I have to give you a chance to tell us.
Muskogee, Oklahoma. I am going to Muskogee tomorrow. So, and then I am going to New Mexico and then back to Kansas. And that's all
wow.
I can remember. So,
but you will be here the end of July. You're going to be the last Friday of the month here next
yes.
month.
Yes, it is on my schedule.
Oh, good. Oh,
so,
good.
Unless
you take a nap, we'll look for you. And I only say that because Mary was due to do the show once, and she was going to do it in the car, and she fell asleep, and she napped all the way through the show. So
I did, and Barbara called and asked me where I was, and I went, well, you just woke me up, so or whatever. Definitely, she caught me napping. So
I did. And I will definitely never let her forget that. But, Mary, thank you so much. And Mary's website is psychicmediummary.com. Mine is barbaradelong.com. Jeannie and I will be back here on Friday, and all of next month on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 4, I will be doing Almost Heaven. So if you didn't get in today, you got 3 chances every week to hit us at some point in time. I don't think we could be more available than that. So,
no, Barbara and Jeannie, thank you so much. You guys are wonderful, and thank you for all the callers.
Absolutely. It's such a joy to see so many people caring. And the chat room has been phenomenal. So thank you, Mary.
It really
and
was.
Thank you, Jeannie. And, Mary, go get a cup of tea.
Okay. I've been drinking tea all afternoon. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.